14, so really sad news, because he could play. 131873. Now, yesterday I spoke with Health Minister Susan Lee about the rising cost of private health insurance. One of the most important things the minister told us about was how easy it is to switch between private health funds. However, it wasn't long before we got lots of calls and emails from listeners wanting to know what that process was. It was a bit confusing because someone said, oh, I think you do this, and then someone else says, no, I think you do that, and of course we need to get an expert. So David Miller, Chair of the Private Health Insurance Intermediaries Association, he's on the line to explain all the rules and regulations around switching health funds. And we haven't got a lot of time to do this, but if you've got a question, hop on the line quickly, 131873. G'day, David.
G'day, Luke. How are you?
I'm well. Really appreciate your time, mate. It's really important this week when premiums go up that people get the chance to investigate how likely it is that they can or cannot switch. Is there a simple rule of thumb here? I mean, if you're in Medibank private, could you go to, for example, Bupa or any other fund and not have to go through the waiting period stuff again, or is that not possible?
And the rules are fairly simple, Luke. You can. I mean, it's mandated, government mandate, you can actually move from one health fund to another without fuss or bother or having to, you know, to put yourself out. But the reality is that if you're going to an equivalent level of cover, there's absolutely no problem at all, because you're basically, the rules that are covering that particular benefit are identical between the funds.
Now, one of the problems there, let me jump in, David. Hopefully I'm helping listeners, because I think many of the problems I have. When you say a like product, now, it's too confusing. When I look at what my policy has and then look at what another policy is, sometimes you'll get a page into it and then it's all too hard. How do we simplify that process?
Well, as you know, my organisation, my association, actually represents the agents and the brokers and the comparison websites are the intermediaries between the public and the health funds if they want these kind of explanations.
Right.
But just coming back to your point, the actual cover itself is identical. Underneath the covers, if you like, underneath the words, if you are covered for a shoulder reconstruction, then you have a certain amount of waiting time to do with Fund A. And if you've completed that waiting time, then we'll transfer you, or we're required to have no more waiting. So that's what I mean about equivalence. It's what's actually under the covers that we're looking at.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Well, just let me put it to you this way. So if the waiting period was 2 months in the new policy and it was 1 month in the old policy, could I switch without having to wait, or I've got to wait a month?
If you've served 2 months, then you are covered.
I'm covered.
You have served 2 months. You served a year. You know, after the fact that the name on the tin says 1 month here and 2 months there. The point is you've actually served that waiting period by having that cover for the period. It's not that, you know, you don't have to compare the tins.
What about pre-existing conditions? How do they affect switching?
Well, pre-existing conditions are one of those areas where you automatically have about a 12-month waiting period anyway, because that's the way they calculate the premium. But if you're halfway through that, then, you know, the problem is, do you know you have a pre-existing condition or not? All right? So you've got a very difficult situation. Say, well, I was actually serving a waiting period for this condition or that condition. But no, generally speaking, you'll get a very good hearing from the health funds when you move across. But it is very, very, very important to check the small print. So if you've decided that health fund B is better than health fund A, then, you know, really, really do the research. Find somebody who can help you. Find somebody who can explain the small print and tell you what's involved. But the overall rule is that if you've served a waiting period, then you don't have to transfer that. So that actually transfers with you. Thank you, Bob.
So it sounds to me like, and I understand that you represent intermediaries, it's fraught with danger for Joe Public to be playing around with this stuff, isn't it?
Not really. I mean, there are some very, underneath it all, the actual benefits themselves are very comparable. It's very easy to compare, you know, going to a hospital with one fund with going to a hospital with another fund. because basically the hospital is the one that provides the service.
Yeah.
The insurance company is the one that actually makes the payment. So the actual product underneath it all is identical. So from that point of view, there is a great deal of similarities, and you can actually say that, you know, with a little bit of help, you can actually undo the maze and make it a lot clearer.
Yeah. I've heard people talk about these comparison websites, and very often they say once they've got your details, they hound you on the phone until they switch, because until they get you to switch because there's a commission in it. Is that unfair?
It's a perception, and it's not one that I'm at all comfortable with, which is one of the reasons that our association has a code of conduct, which we ask our members to sign, that says acting ethically and acting in the corner of the customer is what we're all about. So we're about consumer protection, and certainly that sort of behaviour is very much frowned upon. But I think as a corollary to that, you'll find that a lot of the funds, when they sign up with these organisations to represent them online, will actually say, you know, you're not there to churn us, our customers from one to the other and make a commission. You're there to actually introduce them to our policies in a sensible and ethical way.
Yeah.
So that is the relationship between the fund and the intermediary. But we also, as I say, have a code of conduct which covers that sort of behaviour.
Let me ask you one more quick one, then I'll let you go. The increases yesterday, and I'll talk about these people that might be on fixed income and they scrimp and save to try and get that premium paid each month. Is there a way, if you really are committed to staying with a product, is there a way that you can reduce the premium without switching, or is the best advice to look at moving to another fund?
Look, you should always, always ask your fund if they can do you a better deal, right? There's nothing to stop you doing that. You can actually say, look, I've been with you for X number of years. I'm thinking of moving to another policy. And they will give you a good hearing. And if there is a way they can actually provide you with a policy that meets your requirements, they will certainly do so.
Mm.
But again, the other thing is that every fund has a completely open book as far as its the content of its policy is concerned, and the prices that they charge person A and person B underneath it all is actually the same. So we have this, as I think Minister Lee mentioned yesterday, the community rating issue, which is that everybody treats the same, and therefore the underlying components of the product are going to be the same.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But yeah, coming back to your point, it by all means look around, but also there is a possibility that you can talk to your
get a better deal. Yeah.
Get a better deal.
Fantastic, David. Really appreciate your time, mate. All the best to you. David Miller there, Chair of the Private Health Insurance Intermediaries Association. News comes up 11 from now.
The Continuous Call Team.
Yes, we're back for 30 years. The Continuous Call Team starting on Friday.